Cup Day at Mortlake today, the loan meeting for the Mortlake circuit. Trav Noonan's done the form. Trav, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Brendan. Yeah, we're on a soft seven today at Mortlake for Cup Day, and it looks a day with plenty of favourites, so I think a day perhaps for the shorties.
First event on the program is over 1,600 metres. It is a maiden. Scratchings here are 3, 12, 13, 14, 15 and 16. Jared Lorenzini goes on to number 5. Jack Hill on to 7. And we were waiting on a rider as well for 6, Dandy Classic. And the rider for Dandy Classic is Neil Farley. Tab Fixed Odds favourite, Launchpad 160, Dandy Classic 5, $7, Lusk and Lass, Coastable at $10, Black Monsoon 11. How do we sort them out in the first?
Yeah, I think market order, Brennan. I think Launchpad, he looks a pretty handy galloper, especially for sort of this sort of meeting. He gets the blinkers on the near side for the first time. He just raced a little bit erratic last time at Hamilton, wanted to lay in. It was only beaten sort of 4 lengths by Wilson's Prom, who was handy enough yesterday in the Carbine Club. Start prior, he was beaten by Corkscrew at Horsham, who also ran well in the Gothic. So he's a clear top pick here, the 2. From the 10, Lusk and Lass, who'll appreciate the step out to 1,600 metres, then the 1, A Need for Speed, who'll appreciate getting back onto a softer track, and 6, Dandy Classic was okay last time. 2, 10, 1, 6.
2, 10, 1, 6 in race number 1. Race number 2 on the program is over 1,300 metres. It's a maiden. Scratchings are 1, 2, 4, 8, 11, 15 and 16. Rider for 5, One More Dance, Craig Robertson. Rider for 14, Great Approach, Liam Reardon. Tab Fixed Odds favourite here is Flying Artist, $1.95. Nick Star, $2.70. Orpanika at $6. One More Dance at $13.14. Russian Blaze.
Yeah, happy to be with Flying Artist here. Jack Hill goes in the saddle for the Mick Price and Michael Kent Jr. yard. This horse was a hard favourite in the market first up at Ballarat and a pretty hot 1,000-metre maiden and pulled up lame after that performance. Backing in at the stable, I've got him right here. The blinker's gone for the first time, and if he replicates his trials leading into that first up run, he'll be very hard to beat here, the 9 Flying Artist. No knock on the recent jump out at Evoker of the 10 Nick Star. Billy by Zoo Star from the Mara and Eustace stable, have to respect them on debut. 5, One More Dance, I think, was okay late on debut. We can maybe improve up to 1,306, Opachina next best. 9, 10, 5, 6.
9, 10, 5, 6 in the third. 2 minutes off the first at Healesville. Runners on their way up to the boxes there. Race number 3 is a maiden over the 1,100 metres. Scratchings here are 7, 12, 13, 14, 15 and 16. Rider for number 3, Go Josie, Craig Atkinson. 4, Talk About Tom, Kyle Hocking. 11, Ashy Boy, T.O. Nugent. Good luck to my cousin Patrick sending Ashy Boy for the first time in his colours today. Best of luck, Magic. Free market, the favourite, $1.60. $6, Rose of Mars, $6.50. Testardo, Bloomin' Crafty at $10. $11, Ripper Buzz.
Yeah, there's not a lot of race form to go on here, Brendan. A few of these horses, when they've made their appearance to the races, haven't really done a lot. And the horse here that's done the most is the favourite, Free Market. His performance sort of 2 starts ago on a pretty decent maiden at Geelong was very good. And then he started favourite last time at Ballarat behind Brooklyn Boss and Oriental Legend. Got going a long way from home, sort of swooped late. 1,100 metres around Mortlake, he looks definitely the one to beat. So happy to be with him. The 8 Free Market on top. 10 Rows of Market improve off the first up performance. 3 Ripper Buzz next best and then 5 Testardo. 8, 10, 3, 5.
8, 10, 3, 5. It is the all-important crossover league for early quarter and quarter players with the 7 events on the card. It's a benchmark 58. 1,100 metres is the distance. 1, 4, 11 and 12 come out. Taylor Childs goes on to 10. Coretto is the favourite with inebriating both at $2.60. Yulong Knight at 5.850. Sun Samurai and Hit the Moon $17 with October Rocks.
Yeah, happy to be with Coretto here. He was well back favourite first up at Hamilton and got the job done there comfortably. And the Tom Dabenick team have just seemed to got this horse really going well. Happy to be with him here, even though he draws outside of inebriating, who was good winning last start. They're the 2 clear top picks in this race, 2 and 7. From 5, Yulong Knight, if he got back to his best form, he'd be competitive. And 3, Sun Samurai on the backup from last week at Zenana, 2, 7, 5, 3.
Race number 5 is a benchmark 52 over 1,300 metres. Emergency's not required from this one, 11 through 15. Riders to check, 4 Amusing Magnus, Liam Reardon. 7 Certainties Portrayed is Taylor Childs, and 8 Cosmetrix, Jared Lorenzini. Miss Cavendish, $4.60 favourite in an open race. You've got to take her on trust, though. Ready for action, $5.50. Autumn's Best, $5.50. $6 Amusing Magnate, $6.50. Stately Star, Danza, $7. Chav, you could probably run this race 7 or 8 times and have 7 or 8 different winners.
Yep, I think you're bang on there, Brendan. I'm tipping the horse who's in the most best recent form, and that's Autumn's Best, who's coming off a last start win last weekend at St Arnaud when gunning down Dishes and Diplomatic Mist. That was a reasonably okay benchmark 52. I think it was a bit stronger race than this one today, and happy to be with it on top of the 9, Miss Cavendish. As you said, you've got to sort of take her on trust. Only 2 wins from 32 starts, but her best sort of performances, say 3 back and even sort of 2 starts ago when only beaten 2.5 at Hamilton, would have a competitive here. 4 Amusing Magnus hasn't had a lot of luck this preparation, and 6 Stately Stars been knocking on the door. 5-9-4-6.
5-9-4-6 race 5. Race number 6 is the feature, the Mortlake Cup, over 2,000 metres. 5 and 6 come out. Harry Grace goes on to 8, Lucas the Younger. See What You Think is the favourite, $1.60. Black Sarah 5, Takumi 6, Trenchant 8.50 on the back up from Thursday. Lucas the Younger 10, Primavino 21, Jumbo Prince 61. I think $1.60 looks value. See What You Think, Trav. What are your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, I got him on top. I don't know if it's value, but he's certainly a horse that's going the right way, isn't he? He was nice win first up at Geelong, having his first run in Australia, and then last time at Hamilton, he got a long way back in that $100,000 heat when beaten by Cafe Tortoni and charged to the line. Step up to 2,000 does look ideal, and I suppose he's the easy top pick here, the 4, See What You Think. 2, Takumi is definitely going to be a good challenger, though. This horse is, he's won in Melbourne before, and he's racing pretty well this campaign without a lot of luck. Ran behind Durston and Mankayan at Caulfield and was sort of caught from barrier 1. Didn't see a lot of daylight. I think he's a danger. 9, Trenchant on the quick backup looks set up to run a big race here, and 3, Black Sire is running in good form. 4-2-9-3 in the cup.
Race number 7 is a benchmark 58 over 2,000 metres. 3 and 4 come out. 6, Southfield, Jared Lorenzini. 11, Ventura Highway, Harry Grace. 12, Compulsive is Kyle Hocking. One more to check, Bungalali Babe, number 10. Kevin Buren picks up the ride there on number 10, Bungalali Babe. How do we bring the program home with the winner, Trav? 3.10, A Fighting Fury, Fireball, 3.90, Jack in the Ditch, 6.50.
Yeah, I think a Fighting Fury is racing in really good form this preparation. He sort of broke through in dominant style at Coleraine when Tatum Bull was in the saddle. And then last time at Hamilton, things just didn't quite work out for him at the mile. I think he's crying out to get the further trip this time. And the Bobbin Stable's got him racing well. So with a 2-kilo claim for Taylor Childs, I think he's the horse to beat, a Fighting Fury, the 1. From the 8, Fireball, who's racing in good form for the Aaron Purcell Stable, beat home a Fighting Fury last time at Hamilton, and there's another horse who probably is looking for 2,000 metres now, gets Dean Yendall on. I think they're the 2 clear top picks. 7, Written Rules has had a bit of a freshen for this and races well this grade, and 9, Jack in the Ditch, next best. 1-8-7-9.
1-8-7-9, best value quarter in play for Mortlake, please, Trav.
Yeah, I don't think there's a value, Brendan. There's a lot of short price favourites. I didn't think there was anything sort of double figures that I really wanted to be on. I think the best bets, we get it early, race 1, number 2, Launchpad. I know he's around $1.60, but I thought you could mark him much shorter than that. He's got clearly the superior form to everything in the race. The next best, race 4, number 2, Coretto for Harry Grace and Tom Dabney. And in the quaddy, we'll take race 4, 2 and 7, race 5, 4, 5, 6 and 9, race 6, 2 and 4, and race 7, 1, 7, and 8.
The Oaks is shaping up after the Wakeful yesterday. How are you going compiling a likely field for the Oaks there, Trav?
Yeah, I think it'll be a field of maybe 10 or 11. I'm looking at it now, Brendan. We got the news through this morning that Barb Raider won't pay up after being defeated yesterday in the Wakeful. Willoughby will run, of course, and she was such a great winner yesterday in the Wakeful Stakes, but Jai McNeil won't ride her. Damien Oliver will take the ride on Willoughby in the Kennedy Oaks. Elusive Express will be there. Of course, the 1,000 guineas runner-up. She's going straight from the 1,600 to the 2,500. You've got Daisies, of course, yesterday's Wakeful second. She'll run. Do Sir will also likely back up. And then Mo Eustace with Biscayne Bay. John Allen was set to ride there. Obviously, he's been suspended as of ending Melbourne Cup Day, so he'll miss the rest of the Flemington Carnival. Hugh Bowman in the mix to ride Biscayne Bay, but no sort of official word yet. But I'd say Willoughby probably starts favourite in the Oaks, Brendan.
Looking towards the McKinnon, Zaki is the $2 favourite at the moment with Tam Fixed Odds after missing that run in the Cox Plate, but the likes of Collette, Mwunga are all at the top of the markets. How many are we likely to see back up from the Cantali yesterday into the McKinnon?
I know you'll at least see Superstorm and Cascadia, and they're both right on the radar to back up as long as they sort of do well during the week. Collette will likely back up. Damien Oliver's been booked to ride Collette, and Hungry Heart also out of the Empire Rose. Kieran McAvoy's been booked to ride her, but you'd still think Zaki's going to start a commanding favourite here with James McDonald. Mwunga's and Darlison will also run out of the Cox Plate, and then you've got KI and Nautique. They're sort of the horses we've got at the moment for the McKinnon. Be interesting to see if one of the three-year-olds perhaps throws in a nomination for Totsu. He's only had the three runs this campaign and has been done in the past with sort of horses out of the Derby going in the McKinnon, think Extra Brute sort of a couple of years ago. So whether he's in the nominations will be interesting.
And the Daly Sprint Classic Nature Strip's $1.60 favourite there. How many are shaping up to line in the feature down the straight six?
Not many. Nature Strip has almost scared away the majority of the field. I think the Classic Legend Stakes has sort of definitely hampered the Sprint Classic. A few of the horses that, you know, you think would be his rival sort of ran yesterday. Not sure if a three-year-old backs up out of the Coolmore at this stage. So I've only sort of got Nature Strip, Splintex as the two actual confirmed runners. So hopefully a few more decide they either want to back up out of yesterday or come from sort of left of field from the Manicato, but yeah, I'd assume he's going to start a commanding favourite Nature Strip.
Yep, most certainly. And before we let you go, Trav, you've got a tip for us for the cup?
I'm hoping Floating Artist. I think he gets in well with 50 kilos. Full faith in Terry to get it right on cup day. And, yeah, I'm hoping he can run sort of in the top three. Obviously the favourite, very hard to beat, though.
Best of luck today, Trav, and good luck with your cup tips.
No worries. Thanks, Brennan.